"Don't worry about that, sir," said Jackram. "By the time their mates come out here to rescue these gallopers, we'll be halfway back to the mountains. Our mountains." They parted. Jackram watched them out of sight and turned to Polly. "Him with his airs and graces," he said. "Did you see that? He insulted me by giving me a tip." He glanced at his palm. "Hm. 5 Ankh Morpork dollars. Well, at least he's a man who knows how to insult you handsomely," he added, and the coins disappeared into his jacket with remarkable speed. "I think he wants to help us, Sarge," said Polly. Jackram ignored that. "I hate bloody Ankh Morpork," he said. "Who are they to tell us what to do? Who cares what they think?"
"Do you think we can really join up with deserters, Sarge?"
"Nope. They deserted once. What's to stop 'em a second time? They spat on the Duchess when they deserted. They can't kiss and make up now. You get one kiss, that's all."
"But Lieutenant Blows?"
"The Rupert should stick to his sums. He thinks he's a soldier. Never walked on a battlefield in his life. All that rubbish he gave your man was death or glory stuff. And I'll tell you, Perks, I've seen death more often than I care to remember, but I've never clapped eyes on glory. I'm all for sending the fools to look for us where we ain't, though."
"He's not my man, Sarge," said Polly.
"Yeah, well, you're at home with writing and reading," grumbled Jackram. "You can't trust the people who do that stuff. They mess around with the world, and it turns out everything you know is wrong."
They reached the gully again. The squad had come back from their various hiding places, and most were clustered around one of the newspapers. For the first time, Polly saw the picture. It was actually quite good, especially of Shufti and Wazza. She was mostly hidden by the bulk of Jackram, but you could see the sullen cavalrymen behind them, and their expressions were a picture in themselves.
"It's a good one of Tonka," said Igorina, who didn't lisp so much when there were no officers to hear.
"Do you think having a picture like this is an abomination unto Nuggan?" said Shufti nervously.
"Probably," said Polly absent-mindedly. "Most things are." She ran her eye down the text next to the picture. It was full of phrases like plucky farm boys, and humiliation of some of Slovenia's best troops, and sting in the tail. She could see why it had caused trouble. She rustled through the other pages. They were crammed with strange stories about places she'd never heard of, and pictures of people she didn't recognise. But one page was a mass of grey text under a line of much bigger printing, which read, "Why this mad state must be stopped." Bewildered, her eye picked up phrases from the sea of letters. "Disgraceful invasions of neighbouring states," "deluded worshippers of a mad god," "a strutting bully," "outrage after outrage," "flying in the face of international opinion."
"Don't you lads read that rubbish. You don't know where it's been," said Sergeant Jackram jovially, arriving behind them. "It'll all be lies. We are leaving right..." "Corporal Maledict!"
Maledict, emerging from the trees, gave a lazy salute. He was still wearing his blanket.
"What are you doing out of uniform?"
"I'm in uniform underneath, Sarge. We don't want to be seen, right? Like this, we become part of the jungle."
"It's a forest, Corporal, and without bloody uniforms, how the hell will we know our friends from our enemies?"
Maledict lit a cigarette before he replied.
"The way I see it, Sarge," he said, "the enemy is everyone but us."
"Just one moment, Sergeant," said Blouse, who had looked up from a newspaper and had been watching the apparition with considerable interest. "There are precedents in antiquity, you know. General Song Sang Lo moved his army disguised as a field of sunflowers, and General Tacticus once commanded his battalion to dress as spruces."
"Sunflowers!" said Jackram, his voice oozing with disdain.
"Both actions were successful, Sergeant."
"No uniforms? No badges? No stripes, sir?"
"Possibly you could be an extra large bloom," said Blouse, and his face betrayed no hint of amusement. "And you have surely carried out actions at night when all markings are invisible?"
"Yes, sir, but night is night, sir. Well, sunflowers is sunflowers, sir. I've worn this uniform for more than all my life, sir, and sneaking around without a uniform is downright dishonourable. It's for spies, sir."
Jackram's face had gone beyond red into crimson, and Polly was amazed to see tears in the corners of his eyes.
"How can we be spies, Sergeant, in our own country?" said Blouse calmly.
"The LT's got a point, Sarge," said Maledict.